tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Marines arrive in Syria. A contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeast Syria to provide artillery support for forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State terror group. But there appears to be no final agreement yet between Washington and Ankara on the disposition of the Raqqa attack force, whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard to oust an estimated 4,000 jihadists entrenched in the city. In the meantime, the U.N. envoy on Syria told the Security Council Wednesday talks on the country's political future will resume March 23rd in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura.
We did not expect miracles, and frankly, we didn't have miracles. But we achieved much more than many people had imagined we could have.
He said it showed how serious the intent is by both sides to engage in dialogue. China is seeking an international agreement to enhance state control over the internet in order to fight cyber attacks and cyber terrorism. Beijing wants to extend the existing idea of sovereignty over land and sea to cyberspace. Analysts see it as a grandiose plan to extend the Chinese idea of censorship across large parts of the world. Former Utah governor and presidential aspirant John Huntsman has been offered the post of ambassador to Moscow by President Donald Trump. Huntsman, who served as the top diplomat to China and Singapore under previous administrations, ran unsuccessfully for the Republican presidential nomination in 2012. If confirmed, he would arrive in Moscow at a time of strained relations. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday